It's Now Again. Welcome back to It's Now Again, the podcast where we explore mindfulness practices from a secular evidence-based perspective. I'm your host, Jeremy West, and today we're delving into a practice that's essential for building meaningful connections with others. Empathy. Empathy is the ability to understand and share the feelings of another person, to see the world through their eyes, and to respond with compassion. In a world that often feels divided, cultivating empathy is more important than ever. Today, we'll explore how mindfulness can help us develop this powerful skill, leading to deeper relationships and a more compassionate life. Empathy is the cornerstone of healthy relationships. It allows us to connect with others on a deeper level, to understand their experiences, and to offer support when they need it most. But empathy doesn't always come naturally. Our own thoughts, judgments, and emotions can sometimes get in the way, making it difficult to truly see things from another person's perspective. This is where mindfulness comes in. Mindfulness helps us cultivate empathy by bringing our attention to the present moment and encouraging us to listen deeply without judgment or distraction. When we practice mindfulness, we become more aware of our own thoughts and emotions, which allows us to step out of our own narrative and into the experience of another person. This heightened awareness makes it easier to tune in to the feelings of others and respond with genuine care and understanding. One of the key elements of empathy is active listening, truly hearing another person and understanding and truly hearing what they're saying, both verbally and non-verbally. Often, when we're in conversation, our minds are busy formulating responses or jumping to conclusions. Mindfulness teaches us to quiet this inner chatter and focus fully on the speaker, allowing us to pick up subtle cues and emotions that we might otherwise miss. To illustrate the power of empathy, I want to share a story called The Wounded Deer. In a dense forest, a young deer was grazing near a stream when it was suddenly startled by a loud noise. In its panic, the deer darted through the trees and became caught in a hunter's trap. The more the deer struggled, the tighter the trap became, and soon the deer was too weak to continue. It lay there, wounded and exhausted, waiting for the end. A nearby rabbit, hearing the deer's cries, approached cautiously. The deer, frightened and in pain, lashed out at the rabbit, warning it to stay away. But the rabbit, feeling the deer's pain and understanding its fear, didn't retreat. Instead, it slowly and gently approached, showing no signs of aggression or threat. The rabbit nuzzled the deer, offering it comfort and companionship in its final moments. The deer, sensing the rabbit's empathy and compassion, slowly relaxed. It stopped struggling against the trap and allowed itself to rest. The presence of the rabbit, though small and powerless to free the deer, made a world of difference. In its final moments, the deer felt a sense of peace, knowing that it was not alone. This story reminds us that empathy doesn't always require us to solve someone's problems or fix their pain. Sometimes simply being present, listening, and showing that we care can make all the difference. Empathy is about being there for others in their time of need, offering them understanding and support, even if we can't change their circumstances. Now that we've explored the concept of empathy, let's talk about some practical mindfulness techniques you can use to cultivate empathy in your everyday interactions. Number one, practice mindful listening. Mindful listening is a powerful way to cultivate empathy. The next time you're in conversation with someone, make a conscious effort to listen without interrupting or thinking about your response. Focus fully on the speaker, noticing their words, tone, and body language. By giving your full attention, you create a space where the other person feels truly heard and understood. Number two, engage in loving kindness meditation. Loving kindness meditation, also known as metta meditation, is a practice that involves sending well wishes to yourself and others. Start by offering loving kindness to yourself. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I be safe. May I live with ease. Then extend these well wishes to someone else, particularly someone you want to cultivate empathy toward. This practice helps soften your heart and open you up to the feelings and experiences of others. Number 3, reflect on shared humanity. Take a moment each day to reflect on the shared humanity between you and others. Remember that everyone experiences pain, fear, and hope just as you do. By recognizing this commonality, you can deepen your sense of connection and empathy toward others, even those who seem very different from you. Number 4, observe your reactions. Mindfulness helps you become aware of your own reactions during interactions with others. Notice when you feel judgment, impatience, or frustration arising, and instead of acting on these emotions, take a deep breath and choose to respond with empathy. Ask yourself, what might this person be feeling? How can I support them in this moment? And number 5, as always, set an intention for empathy. So if this is what you're really wanting to work on, set a daily intention to cultivate empathy in your interactions. You might frame this intention as a question. How many more ways can I continue to show empathy and compassion in my relationships even more? This intention will guide your actions and help you stay focused on building deeper, more meaningful connections with others. Empathy is a powerful practice that can transform your relationships and enrich your life. By cultivating empathy through mindfulness, you can connect with others on a deeper level, offering them the understanding and support they need, while also nurturing your own sense of compassion and connection. That's it for today's episode. I hope you found some valuable insights into the practice of empathy and how mindfulness can help you develop this essential skill. If you're interested in going deeper into your mindfulness practice or need personalized guidance in cultivating empathy, I offer one-on-one coaching sessions where we can explore these topics together. Visit jeremywest.net for more information. And there you'll also find my new app, It's Now Again, where you'll find a growing library of mindfulness practices, including guided meditations to support your journey of empathy and compassion. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, share it with others who might benefit, and rate the podcast. Your support helps us reach more people and continue exploring these important topics together. Until next time, keep practicing, keep growing, and remember, the present moment is always here waiting for you to return to it, because it's now again.